precious moments where we have two Brents, but one of them is dead face Brent.
Do you think it make an audio loop? I don't know.
I have no idea, but if it does, I think it's worth it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
For all of you who are not on Patreon, you missed double your Terhune for fun and flavor and sexuality. We had two Brent Terhunes to kick off this podcast. One was alive Brent. The other one was dead face, dog-eyed, sad Brent, stuck in freeze frame. And you missed it because you're not putting food in our mouths.
The dead face one was actually me just not moving. That's how I normally look.
It's unenthused Brent. That's one of your action figures.
Yeah, that's how he feels inside.
I do have one of those faces. People be like, hey, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, this is how my face looks.
Right. Yeah, I just got it.
You gotta remember to smile, which is never good.
Yeah, my wife's, it's related. My wife has to ask me sometimes, because I'll sigh. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, she'll be like, everything okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just out of shape. I'm still exhausted from going up the stairs. I'm sorry. That was just me trying to breathe.
You're like, I'm just trying to make sure I have adequate O2 in my bod, hon. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I just got to the top of the stairs and I got to center myself so I don't pass out and fall back down the stairs.
Well, Ryan, you've always been a very smiley guy, though. I'm with Brent. I've been told I had to smile more as I became more of an adult, because I have it's not the whole resting bitch face thing, but I kind of have a serious face, I've been told, you know, and I need to smile. I've made a point to smile more on stage over the past 5 years. And I'll tell you what, it makes a goddamn difference.
Well, finally, all of those construction workers who have been heckling you got their point across.
Give us a smile, sweetheart.
Yeah, you'll look better with a smile.
Oh, look, I shaked my ass. I didn't know I had to smile for him, too.
Yeah, it's part of the deal. Nobody wants like a frowny ass shake.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, nobody wants a sad lap dance, and that, unless that's what they requested.
I beg to differ. Have you ever had one?
Play some Adele and dance for me, baby.
Play anything from Adele 25, please.
That's my wife knows I'm sad when I've got some Adele on loop. She's got to just walk in the room and be like, are you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going through some stuff in here. So,
Yeah, it's you. What's the really sad song that's super popular? Someone like you.
Never mind, I'll find someone. And I'm just like, that has nothing to do with anything. It's just, no. I need the sad to get out of me.
You're staring down at your feet singing that song.
I'll find robot feet. Thank you very much.
Even better feet.
What an episode this is going to be. This is our follow-up to the critically acclaimed, by no one, but we'll say critically acclaimed Thanksgiving episode. And boy, oh boy, did some of our patrons have some opinions of Thanksgiving, and I cannot wait to go over them.
Well, you got to let me welcome everyone to the podcast. Like, that's my thing, Johnny.
Oh, I apologize. I kind of jumped the gun. I didn't realize you were.
I want to. The show can't start until I've properly welcomed people to the table.
Okay. When do you want to welcome people to the table?
I'll do it right now. What's up, guzzlers?
Is that short for anything, Ryan?
Come, guzzlers.
You know, it's funny. The only thing that makes Brent giggle like a 6-year-old is Ryan's introductions every week.
Oh, my favorite cum guzzlers in the world are the local cafeteriaites. Mm-hmm. How are you, everybody?
What
I
up,
love you, dear.
Cafeteria hounds. Oh, oh, oh.
What up, guzzlers?
I think they should be called lunch ladies.
Oh, man. Oh. And this is Lunch Lady Land, if you will.
And I will.
What up, lunch ladies? And what do these lunch ladies do, Ryan?
They guzzle cum!
Oh, my God.
I made them extra sloppy for you.
Sloppy Joe! Sloppy Joe! Hell yeah, man.
My favorite time of the week. How is everybody?
Doing good. Let's kick it off. Here's a comment not about Thanksgiving. This is one from Zach Belstra.
What up, Zach?
Who says, celebrities, they're just like us. Brent Terhune walks his own dog around the streets of Indianapolis. Ryan Niemiller has awkward conversations with Hooters waitresses who are obviously not attracted to him. Johnny Laquasto eliminates all traces of past relationships from his memory when they end. All right. I don't know if he just made that shit up or if we actually talked about it at some point.
It's strikingly accurate. I mean, I've known Zach for 35 years at this point. So I'm not him. He's the one of the only people I know listens to this that I've actually sat at lunch tables with for real.
That's awesome.
Yeah, even the host here have never done that.
Yeah, I don't think since we've started the show we've all been in the same location. We've seen each other individually, but not. Next month will be the first time we get to do that.
Yep, we have never hung out together at the same time. But on Sunday, December 19th, that's about to change. Tell them, Brent.
I didn't get the... I don't know what we're doing. No.
Yeah.
Well, if all goes well, and why shouldn't it, we're going to... Ryan and I are going to record comedy specials, stand-up comedy specials at Nashville at Zany's Comedy Club, December 19th. Tickets right now as of this recording are not available. But if you're listening to it now, go check on the Zany's website. They might be up.
That's right. Ryan.
Yeah. God. Sorry, I was playing with this.
What the hell is that? A Zippo?
It's a flash drive.
It's a flash. It's a card reader.
I thought
I can take from an SD card when I record my very funny comedy sets on the road, and I can put them onto my Computron.
I'm sorry. I thought you were... smoking dope again. I thought it was a Zippo.
I also vape out of it. It's not a vape. There's no vape cartridges. I just suck circuitry.
Which is fine.
I vape data.
Yeah. Data. So yeah, Sunday, December 19th, y'all. If anyone's listening to this and you want to have the thrill ride of a lifetime, make your way to Zany's in Nashville. You're going to get to watch not just Brent or Hune, but also Ryan P. Nee, film stand-up comedy specials in Technicolor, on a stage, into a microphone. It's going to be the best. I cannot wait. And I will be there too.
I was going to say, tell them what you're doing, Johnny.
Well, a lot of jobs, to be honest with you. Not
you're
all
fluffing
them.
He's fluffing me, everybody. He's fluffing my dick.
And then what's he going to do, Ryan?
He's gonna guzzle my...
And thank you for letting me pay you for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a unique opportunity that not many people get, Johnny.
No, yeah, look.
I very rarely let people give me money to guzzle this cum.
Hey, I know a gift horse in the mouth when I see one or whatever.
While you're doing it, Johnny, Ryan's going to sing the national anthem.
Because I'm very patriotic. And at the same time, we're cucking Brent because he has to watch.
Don't worry. I'm going to salute with my free hand.
Now, what are you doing for real, Johnny?
On top of that.
Guzzling my cup. It's real.
Will you stop really giving away your closer, you son of a dog?
Ryan, you know you're the reason we've been labeled not safe for work, right? Yeah. It's all because of you.
Really?
100%
come on.
Because of
you. That's okay. All right. Keep it coming.
So there's going to be two shows on that Sunday night. I have the esteemed honor of hosting both, which means I'm the first guy up. I'm going to introduce Ryan.
The audience has come. You're fluffing them.
Willing. I'll be introducing you both. And in between, there's going to be a set decorations for both of these fine, wonderful, talented comedians. There's going to be a set decoration. So in between sets, they're going to change things up. I'm going to be back on the stage just biding time, baby. Just talking to the crowd, having a good time. And maybe I'll be like one of those shot girls in Cancun. You know, I'll just start pouring SoCo and then whatever else down people's throats. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Make it bourbon. You're always drinking like whiskey and bourbon over there.
I do. This is the end of my one bottle here. This is all I got left. So I'm gonna try and make this last for this episode.
I got a little tequila in my belly button from when I went to Cancun a few years ago. So you could have some of that.
Brent just has a very deep belly button that it very still deep. Remains in there, but it's deep enough where it hasn't evaporated yet.
Yeah. Brent's belly button is, as you call it, every day. You call it shots.
It's much like a camel, how they can store a lot of water. I got a lot of booze. Yeah, I got a beer belly, but literally it's not in my belly, but it's on the outside.
Which is good. you know, it doesn't gets absorbed nicely. Now, what were you doing in Cancun, may I ask?
Doing body shots.
Fair enough.
I bought the body shot package.
Yeah.
Brent was the only person that got any sun in Cancun because the sun found him and was like, shit, yeah, and just right on his bod.
My face is pretty pale, and that's the thing that sees the sun the most. So I can't imagine what the rest of my body looks like. I look like Mr. Burns coming out of the woods as the alien, and I bring you love.
I bring love and peace.
I actually went I actually went to Cancun once on spring break. I did that shit.
Spring break, Johnny!
I did. It was, I think, my fourth year in college. It's one of the things, I never done anything for spring break. And I was like, I'm doing something for spring break before I graduate from college. I knew it wasn't going to be my final year. So I had three buddies of mine. We all went down to Cancun. I want to say we spent about, it's about $1,100 to do the trip from Philly to Cancun for the week. Was it a week? I don't even know. It was stupid. Oh, man. Like, I remember we went to one of those bars. Like, the scene was typical Cancun spring break. Like, I remember I was up on, like, the balcony, and everyone's going nuts. The girls are pouring shots, and I'm looking at everyone doing this. And I remember thinking to myself, I go, I'm not cool enough to be here. It just wasn't. And then there's little dudes riding around on scooters selling pizzas, and then half of them had, like, three slices missing.
That's, yeah, they're selling by the slice, and when somebody's dumb enough to buy the whole pizza.
I did
that
it.
Was, yeah.
See, that implies there's some sort of Cancun pizza bandit.
And we had the all-inclusive package. I'll tell you what that means. Watered-down drinks at the bar.
All you can drink. And Cancun, you could be a different person. I was Kenny Powers down there. You can't tell me nothing.
How'd I was go? Brent Terhune.
Yeah.
That's true. That's where they're like, aren't you Brent Terhune? Is what they said. I said, no, I'm Kenny effing Powers.
That's right. I am not a social media sensation. I am a goddamn professional baseball player.
Yeah, I went down there as Brent Terhune. That's why his credit's fucked.
Mm-hmm. Well,
one of the reasons.
You wouldn't be the first one, Ryan. I was in Cancun. I was very much Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa when he's eating his lunch.
Mm.
And they're like, can you get a picture with us, Santa? And he's like, I'm on my lunch break.
Cancun Santa. No, did you enjoy your time, though?
I've never been to Cancun.
It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's a bit, Johnny.
It was a bit. It was a bit.
The whole thing's a bit. Brent is nothing but bits. We don't know anything about real Brent.
Sick of you guys and your goddamn bits.
My name is not Brent, to be
that's a bit.
Wait, Brent was a bit?
But yeah, let me take my mask off. I'm Don Knotts.
Oh, well, I can't believe it.
Well, what's going on here?
Actually, that was my Jimmy Stewart accidentally.
I want to live, Clarence. They're not too different. No. I hate any kind of touristy town. I don't like Virginia Beach. I don't like Myrtle Beach. I don't anywhere where they're selling airbrushed T-shirts.
Yeah.
For a nickel. I'm not a fan of that.
For
you know.
A nickel.
So you're sticking to, you know, Midwest, American Pickers, that kind of cool shit.
Even Nashville, which will be there December 19th.
Yeah.
I want the gritty, grungy Nashville. I don't want pedal pubs full of bridal shower parties. I want to see where somebody overdosed.
Yo.
Well, let's then the Zany's green room, baby.
That's right. One of us is going down. Yeah. I hope to God there's not a bridal shower or whatever the hell engagement party at either one of your special tapings. Those are rough.
I'll fuck them up. I don't give a shit.
That's right.
I'm married. I'm trying to fuck any of them anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Were you trying to bang them before you were married?
No, but now it's special. but at least I always felt the door was open. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying, and they certainly weren't trying with me.
That's
right. But like the door, now the door is officially closed. Fuck them.
Comments, or I'm trying to come up with the right time to do the show intro, but it hasn't happened yet. So what do you say? Thanksgiving?
Let's think so. I mean, we did have from what you told us, we have someone did your job and showed how replaceable you are and wrote the introductions.
I'm very replaceable. That's a given. We know this. But I got to find the right moment for the introduction. So right now I'm going to deny the intro.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving, because if you gave this movie anything less than five turkeys, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Here
it's
we go.
Out of 30 turkeys, but if you gave it five.
Yeah. Yeah, 5 out of 30 turkeys minimum, or go fuck yourself.
Well, Kendall Bailey left us a lot of comments, so we're going to kick off with.
What up, Kenny?
What up, KB? We're going to get into him. Jacob Schwartz, solid comment that I believe one of us mentioned this last week. He said, Kristen and Johnny were way too eager to bone while Darren was next to them on the couch and her dad's faceless corpse was in the other room. Other than that, the whole talking undead murderer rapist turkey thing is pretty plausible.
Yeah, that was the most when their dad's laying literally faceless in the kitchen.
Yeah, no coroners were called for any of these people.
That's the craziest thing about it, is like they wrote this movie. They're filming this movie. Do you think that came up at all? No. Or they just were like, no, it's fucking Thanksgiving. Who gives a rat's ass?
No. Once people are dead, they're forgotten.
Yeah.
And I think when your base premise is a killer turkey that talks, that says, nice tits, bitch, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Okay. Let's see. Let's get into another comment here. Here's one from Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. The Boss.
The Boss! The
Boss.
That's right. The Boss. He said, a friend and I did a marathon of these several years ago. I think it was Monsterd, of which we regifted the DVD to many people. Some of that were not in on the joke. Retard Dead, Thanksgiving, and The Ginger Dead Man, which apparently had Gary Busey, which, Brent, I'm assuming you've seen it and knew that.
I have not seen that yet, but somebody was just talking to me about that movie, Ginger Dead Man. So maybe
me a little bit, because I assume that's good. That's what the headline will be when either you and I die, Brent.
When I overdose in the Zany's green room, exactly. Ginger Dead Man.
From my fentanyl laced cum.
Jesus Christ. Chalk outline than Chris Farley.
Well, speaking of delicious cookies. Pull up a seat. No lunch money required. This is the Cafeteria Podcast. Find us everywhere at Cafeteria Pod, no matter where you're at. Rate us 5 stars. Write us a sweet, sweet review, and we'd appreciate you. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Quasto. Zany's in Nashville, Sunday, December 19th. Opening for these two yahoos. This crusty sweatpant leg full of mayonnaise came in third on AGT in 2019. He owns about 4,500 video games that all fit in his tummy where all the change used to be. He's equally likely to call you an acquaintance or a sexual expletive. He's representing the Kankakee Valley Cougars. He is RPN. That's Ryan P. Niemiller.
What up, Guzzler? Hell yeah.
Goom, goom, goom.
Yeah. Everybody do go, 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 go. That's our call, baby.
Well, speaking of swallow difficulty, this translucent semi-pro puppeteer is one of Variety Magazine's top 10 comics to watch. You can watch his Dry Bar special titled Crooked Ginger for free on drybarcomedy.com. You can cop his album Bluff Creek on all audio platforms. He is representing the Pope Ron Cali High School football Jumpin' Jack, formerly Rebels, but now Royals. Don't you dare besmirch his feet, because they won't be here for much longer. He is Brent, or maybe Brian, but definitely not Brendan Terhune.
That's true, and there's actually an update. They've named the Royals. The mascot is, I guess, a lion now, and they named it Rowdy the Lion.
Rowdy, so he's all pumped up to watch the Royals, eh?
Yeah, and of course everybody in the comments was like, it'll always be Rebels to me.
Not my lion.
Yeah, can't let go of their high school mascot.
God damn. Well, of course, these are the people that haven't left a 5 mile radius.
That's true. I'm 15 miles from where I grew up, so that's big.
Yeah, you got out. You got out of the immediate orbit.
Yeah, you've evolved.
You know, I'm just thankful I made it out of the old hood, you know? Look at me now.
Same area code. That's all right.
No, different one.
Oh,
different one now. So
these introductions this week, we had a little bit of help from none other than Kendall Speedball Bailey.
What up, Kenny? You
yeah.
What up, Speedy Balls?
Bitch.
Which leads right into his amazing comments on Thanksgiving. He really took his time, and we appreciate this. He's a good guy. He's funny. He said the turkey's one-liners were funny. My favorite was, turkey is wearing her dad's face as a mask. Did someone say that? Apparently it was a one. Oh, I'm sorry. He's setting up the scenario for us. Yeah, thank you, okay. Kendall. Very well done. Kristen says, Daddy, I'd die if it wasn't for you. Turkey says, more like, you will die if it was for me. Wow. Okay. He said it was such an odd, choppy line and delivery. It reminded me of Axe Cop.
Oh, I love Axe Cop.
I haven't seen Axe Cop.
So Axe Cop, it was, I think, around for a season or so on Fox as one of like the rotating animation things on Sunday. But the premise of Axe Cop, it's a really funny web cartoon that this guy, he was like in his 20s. He had like a five-year-old kid or a five-year-old brother. And he was like an animator and like a cartoon artist. And so the entire cartoon is written by his five-year-old brother. And it's fucking insane.
In real life?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, so he just drew up all the weird stories about Axe Cop that his younger brother was telling him. It's a really fun. The show itself didn't do amazing. I just don't think people got what it was, and they didn't really market it to let people know what it was. But the webcomic's so funny.
I will check that out. Continuing, Kendall Bailey. He said, did anyone else notice that, by the way, when we say Johnny, we're not talking about me, dear God. Did anyone notice that Johnny said he broke his leg last season and that's why he's second string QB? But at his house, his mother said it had only been 2 weeks since he and his dad spoke. Good effing point. Yeah.
That stuff costs $0 to make right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just say that. Just like
they didn't show the broken leg. They didn't have to.
Truth be told, I doubt there was a scripty on set who was like really looking for continuity at
Yeah, who was the Thanksgiving dramaturg? That's who I need to see. That's what I want.
Brent, did you say Thanksgiving the budget was $3,500?
Yeah, $3,500.
Gotta be honest. I
what I did that go to? Probably the turkey.
Probably the puppet. Turkeys.
Yeah.
Here's the thing though. That movie actually looks like it costs more. Like they use somewhat decent equipment. Whereas Retard Dead, you could have told me $3,500. I'd believe it because it was shot like shit.
Yeah.
They can't act. There's no talent whatsoever in that, but they still got a lot of extras to pretend to be zombies. Like there's got to be some money in that. So I don't know. Anyways.
They did have like pyro and some explosion type things. So maybe, you know, on Retard Dead.
True.
I can't believe we're having serious conversations about these two movies.
You know, there's no other hard-hitting podcast like this, so we got to get to those topics.
We're just saying what everyone else is too scared to say.
That's right. The woke mob out there. The woke Thanksgiving and retard dead mob out there.
Yeah, go ahead and try to cancel us, you guzzlers.
This is behind a paywall. Oh, no. This one's
everyone can hear, what? Excuse me?
Kendall also says, I like that the 500-year-old Native American turkey spoke modern American English. Fair point. Yep. He said, not sure if they were intentionally referencing other horror movies, but here are some things I noticed. Oh, this will be good. Like Brent mentioned on the last episode, the turkey is brought back by a peeing dog, like Nightmare on Elm Street 4. He also has very Krueger-esque lines. He does, Brentsky. The turkey.
I'm pissed when he gets peed on.
The turkey cuts off a victim's face and wears it like in Silence of the Lambs. Didn't think about that.
Also, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which are both based on Ed Gein, the Butcher of Plainfield, a real serial killer.
Wait a minute. Silence of the Lambs.
First, a real silly boy. A real silly man.
He is a silly boy. He would cut up people. And make stuff like he made like lampshades out of their skin. Ed Gein.
Oh my God. He had two movies based off of him?
I think it's a lot more, but and I think maybe he didn't, his mom died and he didn't touch her room, like it was preserved. I'd have to, don't quote me on that, but
yeah,
he's no, like, not, you know, they were like nipple belts. He would cut nipples off and he made a belt out of them.
Yeah,
as,
I'll take
as
yeah.
one does.
I mean, what else are you gonna do with a nipple? I don't know, you know, but I'll take your word for it. I'm afraid to Google shit.
I'd
like
make
that.
A sleep mask depending on the size of them,
right. If it's like the size of Ryan's nipples, they fit over the eyes just perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, man. They fit over the face. That's isn't her sleep.
Give
mask.
Me them dinner plates, baby.
Yeah. You can use Ryan's nipples as goddamn earplugs if you
Happy
want to.
Happy Thanksgiving. The cranberry sauce being served on these nip-nips.
He also says the turkey can inexplicably drive like Michael Myers in Halloween.
Somebody gave him lessons. That's the cop out of the movie. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The turkey is a rather small, foul mouth antagonist like Chucky from Child's Play.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. The turkey creates an illusion to convince Billy to swallow him whole, like in Leprechaun 2, where the leprechaun creates an illusion to make a guy go face first into a running lawnmower. Goddamn, Kendall knows his horror films.
He does. That is, I like Leprechaun 2.
God,
it's not good, but I
everything.
Like it.
You've seen everything.
I haven't.
You have.
I haven't seen what was the other one we talked about?
Ginger Dead Man.
Ginger Dead Man. No, I haven't seen that. But.
I'm shocked. I've actually heard of that one. I'm surprised you haven't seen it. I may have seen it and just forgotten. I have no idea. Anyways, we got a comment from TC Libby and Rhonda. God damn it.
That one I'm blaming your internet. I think that's your internet.
Yeah, that's it.
You were TC Libby on. Says, easily in my top three movies that star a rapist turkey. Fair enough, TC. He said, although from nitpicking, turkeys don't have penises. Otherwise, the film was very accurate from a technical perspective. TC would know. All right.
Yeah, that guy's a rooster. TC, I'm sure, knows how to sex birds.
Yeah. TC's the fowl expert here out of anyone, considering he's raising Rhonda.
Now we got.
I wonder if Rhonda liked the movie.
I was gonna say, yeah. What were Rhonda's thoughts? Was like Rhonda cheering on the turkey,
or was it maybe traumatic for Rhonda, considering what happened to her family at the hand of those foxes, those goddamn dastardly foxes?
Yeah, maybe it could be a thing where like now Rhonda's upset because like it's a stereotype that all birds will murder you during Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
got the birds, like, no, I'm a lover. Thanksgiving, other bird movies, you know, it's a bad look for the avian community.
Yeah, it Rio. Really is.
Planes, wait, is that even a movie? Cars, I don't know. I'm bad with these animated films.
Lake Placid, I think that was a turkey.
The movie with Ice Cube and J-Lo, Anaconda.
Anacondas, that had a big turkey in it.
Yeah, of course it did.
That's how the Anaconda got so big, is eating turkeys.
I do have a soft spot for that movie, Anaconda. That was a rewatch when I was a kid. I liked that movie a lot.
Really?
Yeah, and I just rewatched it within the past year, and I still like it. The effects are not good. Mm. They couldn't computerize a snake worth of shit back then, I'll tell you that.
Snakes on a play, this is not.
Right. it didn't quite have the special effects power of Snakes on a Plane.
And John Voight doing some kind of accent the whole time doesn't work either. But
I love when like a very, very famous actor where no one has the guts to say no to just makes a bad choice like that. And they're like, ah, fuck it. Just let him do it. I don't know.
Let's just let Marlon Brando put cotton balls in his mouth and almost be you can't even understand the guy the whole movie.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse.
One of the worst accents, and I love him as an actor, but Kevin Pollak in The Whole Nine Yards and The Whole 10 Yards, that character he did, I got to believe the accent was god-awful on purpose. It was like, instead of just Bruce Willis's character was named Jimmy, he's like, where's Jimmy? Like, he didn't even try to put on any kind of accent. He just switched syllables and switched consonants, and that was his fucking accent.
Jimmy.
You know, they say pedophiles aren't really good at accents, so.
Is Kevin Pollak a pedophile?
You know. Yeah.
Really? Since when?
Brent, are you thinking of Kevin Spacey?
Oh yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Let's not get like rumors out.
Oh, heartbeat still. You almost ruined my love for Kevin Pollak. You know what?
I'm not going to back down. I think Kevin Pollak, I'll say it right here and now, is a pedophile.
God damn it. He was in Grumpy Old Men. How dare you? Don't you besmirch Kevin Pollak and his work or his love life.
Yeah. And he was in Casino. I think he was, wasn't he maybe Mo Green? I don't remember.
Dude, Kevin Pollak is the man. Like,
and he's a pedophile.
Right. God damn it, Brent. Brent, you can't
allegedly, I'll say allegedly.
So here's a funny thing. I got to open it for him for an entire weekend in Philly, right? At Helium a number of years ago. And him and I, we were cool. We got to talk, and he told me like the coolest story. He goes, I think he talks about it on stage. At that point, his set was mainly, his whole set was telling funny celebrity encounters. Cause like, he's like, people know who I am. They don't know my name. I'm like that guy. They're like, you're that guy. So he tells stories about like, you know, celebrity encounters or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me this one story backstage where he's like, yeah, man. He's like, what's crazy is he's like, I didn't plan on being like a really good dramatic actor. He's like, I was just a comic that was struggling. And one of the first movie roles I got was a dramatic film. And then I just kept getting more and more dramatic films. And next thing I know, I'm actually making money. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to keep doing what's paying me.
I don't blame the guy.
Every comic relates to it. It's like, dude, you'll take whatever work you can get as long as it doesn't embarrass you horribly. And you'll do it.
Yeah. And even then, look at some early Stanhope. I mean, Stanhope was the
man show.
He was like... No, I mean, he was like mentioned, but he was the Girls Gone Wild.
Oh yeah,
he was one of the Girls Gone Wild. Like,
that's right.
Show us where babies feed.
That's the line.
Yeah,
that commercial was on so much.
Yeah, yeah. That was my first indication of who Stanhope was. I think he's a brilliant comic. I don't know Stanhope. He's a really, you know, pure old stand-up comic. Like, he's very into the art of what it is. Like, he takes all that part very seriously. But he was the show me where babies feed guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it made him a decent amount of money. It kept the bills, you know, paid.
Did it, though? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the whole Girls Gone Wild gimmick just ripped everybody off except for whoever was running Girls Gone Wild. And I forget that guy's name.
Joe Francis.
There you go. Frumpy-looking face, that guy.
I think he is not in the United States anymore, I think.
Well?
I think he fled the country, maybe.
Not a bad idea when you're tossing out VHSs of girls who probably didn't sign anything. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, so there's it's a relatively collectible video game for, it was like on Xbox and PS2. I think the Xbox version is the only one that had this problem. That was basically, it was called the Guy Game. That was based essentially on Girls Gone Wild. So what, it's like a trivia show, kind of game show type video game where they have these, they're at spring break. They recorded that. They have these, you know, quote unquote dumb girls, and they ask them trivia questions. And then you get points whether you guess correctly if they got the answer right or wrong, sort of thing. And if the girls got the answers wrong, they would show their tits. Like, that was sort of the gimmick of it.
Oh.
So the game is pretty collectible now because it had to be pulled from shelves because it turns out one of those girls was 17.
No,
like you got to think that, like, if your whole premise is getting girls to show their tits on camera, that, like, that's the only thing you really need to check. Are they old enough to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that seems like the number one and possibly only thing that matters in putting this project together, and they fucked it up like instantly.
But if you are heading a project, what's it called again? The guy girl game?
The guy game.
The guy game. And this was a VHS tape they were selling?
No, it was a video game. So it's for the Xbox, PS2, so they would ask these trivia questions, and then you with your controller would then this answer, oh, did they get it right or not? And then you earned points that way.
And it showed video of real people on the video?
So it had these like live action kind of video segments in there. So it would like, show them asking the question, then it, like pauses, like, do you think they got it right? And you pick, and then it shows their answer. And the thing is like, oh, they're really stupid, and ha ha ha. So yeah, imagine? These real girls who one of them was not of age.
You can get that game on eBay for $70. So
there you go. That reminded me tonight. I was at an Andretti arcade kind of thing with the lady.
What is that, Johnny?
Oh, it's a massive. It's like a Dave and Buster's to a second degree, where you can race cars. And then it has all the wacky. There's laser tag and all types of shit. Mm-hmm. But it had those games like Buck Hunt and like snow tubing. And there's always like some half naked girl just like dancing to try to get you to play. I'm like, that girl probably got like $100 buyout, and she's going to live in infamy doing this on a video game.
But like we were saying, Kevin Pollak, just a great dramatic actor, but shame he's a pedophile. So
he was one of the main executive producers of the Guy game.
Mm-hmm. Joe Francis moved to Mexico nearly a decade ago following a bankruptcy case and trouble with the IRS. The Sun revealed in June of 2021 that he was arrested and accused of grabbing a woman by the neck and spitting in her face to give her COVID. So,
good guy. Not far off from what we would expect, I guess.
Yeah.
He's about there. Okay. Well, you know, good for him.
And you can also go to Joe Francis, meetjoefrancis.com.
Well, that's
first picture is him with Kim Kardashian. So
it's almost as popular as are Brent Terhune's feet still attached.com. The answer is why?
Barely.
Yes. So how do we close out the episode, guys? You have anything else?
More turkey? More Thanksgiving?
That's all the Thanksgiving comments. I mean, I could tell the story of my COVID scare, or we could call it whatever you guys want to do.
I want to tell a quick tale of the one time I fought Pink Panther.
Please.
I don't know why this memory came to mind. This is back from the old trailer park days.
Well, indulge us, or we'll indulge in you. Wait, what?
So, indulge in me, guzzlers.
Wait till the 19th, Ryan.
So there, I can't even remember what, I was maybe eight or nine at this point. And I don't know what, I can't remember exactly if this was like promoting the trailer park itself, like they were looking for new tenants, if it was for like some local business that was kind of right by there. But they hired some dude to dress up as Pink Panther and kind of like stand on the side of the road with a sign, basically. So he was just like dancing or whatever. Like one of those kind of like mascot deals.
You can get those costumes for $125, by the way.
Good to know. My wife and I have been looking to enhance our bedroom experience, so.
You're furries.
Yeah, we're furries now, but we're only cartoon furries. We don't have our own personas. Guzzle my pink dick.
Every time Ryan always finishes when it goes, and then when Ryan collapses face first, it's the
So this dude is dancing at the side of the road like Pink Panther. So me and probably about five of the other trailer park hoodlums,
oh boy,
decided we were all gonna go karate fight him for like no reason. The dude like I remember at one point, like he's obviously not trying to kill us because he knows he's a grown man getting attacked by several 8-year-olds. He's
getting paid about $750. I mean,
yeah. On. So he's like this throwing us to the side. But I remember at one point he like took off at the head and like was smoking a cigarette, like still like fighting us karate style.
It would have been great if he took the head off and he was smoking. Like he was just under the head.
And then he's just sort of swinging the head at you guys.
Or if he took the head off and it was Pink Panther's head. Like he was Pink Panther. But he like is just in a bigger suit. I don't know why this came to mind. Like I don't really have a structure to the story. But it's just like weird shit that like you think is a good idea. Like just one day. Because like when you're fucking eight, you don't have real responsibilities. So every day is impossible adventure. And that day it was, hey, let's go fuck with the Pink Panther and karate fight him.
I don't see any.
Well, of course, the Pink Panther is known for fighting. Yeah. That's what he does, is the Pink Panther fights.
I thought he was a private dick.
You're a private
That's what
dick.
I would say. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a bit, Johnny. That's two bits. That you've not
shaving
got
a haircut, goddammit.
Well, you as an 8-year-old, I believe that was a perfect decision, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I could have been killed.
By
Pink
Panther.
I could have been unhitched. I mean, there's a chance the guy was working as the Pink Panther because he probably had a felony, so he couldn't get like a... He couldn't pass background checks at other jobs.
There was an ankle bracelet. Like,
yeah, and we're like, let's just go karate fight him.
Yeah.
This strange man.
Yeah, there was an ankle bracelet around that pink leg, guaranteed. Shit. All right, well, I'll keep this real quick. I was supposed to be working a cruise ship last week, right? And, you know, get to the... They're like, get a COVID test 48 hours before. I go, you betcha. Got it. Negative, of course. Get to the port, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Before I get on the ship, they go, hey, we're testing everyone before they get on the ship. I said, not a problem. Get a test. Half hour later, they come back to me while I'm sitting there by my lonesome. They go, hey, we hate to say this, but you tested positive. My jaw drops. I'm like, huh? And they go, yeah, you tested positive. I go, I just gave you my negative test from less than 48 hours ago. And they go, yeah, I know. We're sorry, but you tested. I go, okay, maybe it's a false positive. Can I take it again? They go, no, once you test positive, we can't let you on the ship. I was like, cool. I don't live in Fort Lauderdale. What am I going to do? Right. And they go, well, I'm going to have to escort you out. Luckily you live in the same state. So I guess just rent a car and drive home. Like she gave me one and she ended it with she ended the sentence with a question like drive home. I'm like,
not my problem. Bye.
And so whatever, that's what I did. And I was fucking just depressed and mad for a while. I called Ryan on the way home. Cause I was just like, I need to vent about this. And luckily Ryan called me back and I was like, fuck this. I'm getting tested again on Monday. I got a 48-hour test. Sure enough, that comes back negative. I'm like, got him. So sent over to my agent. I was like, hey, here's a negative test. Pretty sure they gave me a false positive. She goes, I'll take care of it. And she did. And I'm scheduled to do the ship again in a couple of weeks. But that was weird. It was a weird couple of days moping around at home thinking I had COVID when I had no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah, you were I don't say this to make fun of you, but you were a sad boy on that drive.
Yeah,
you
I very much was. I was very downtrodden. I was melancholy. I was crestfallen. I was melancholy. You know,
you were being a bit of a bitch.
I was guzzling. I was guzzling sadness. Is what I was.
That's what you were. You were sucking from that sadness, dick.
I was.
The lesson here is, Johnny, is you kept all your negative ones. So you, if you test positive, just lie to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I thought you could say the lesson here is COVID's fake, and this is all a government well, that too. Conspiracy.
Thanks, Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
Anyways, Ryan, put yourself over.
Cripplethreat.com, at Cripplethreat8. Tonight and tomorrow, when you're listening to this, I am at the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont. December 1st through 3rd, I'm in Naples at Off the Hook Comedy Club. I will have your shirt, Robin, ready to go. Don't worry. It'll be there.
Finally, you cuck.
The 9th of December, I'm in Bend, Oregon, doing a cool show for Comedy and a Cause. It's to help raise money for Save a Warrior, which is a veteran suicide prevention organization. Very excited to do that. My first time in Bend. And then on the 19th, once the ticket link's ready, Zanies in Nashville, Brent and I recording a special. Mine will be better because I plan on taking Brent's feet right before he goes on stage.
That's all right. We'll have a chair for him.
I'm going to be a stool comedian anyway, so I want to sit on the stool.
Yeah, you're sitting in your own stool because you're going to shit yourself with how good I was.
That's right. Move over, Big J. Okerson. We got a new sitting comic on the scene.
Well, one place I definitely won't be shitting my pants is tonight through Sunday at Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis, and then Wichita, Kansas at the Looney Bin, Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin, Cape Girardeau, where I'll be at Laughing Gas Comedy Club, and then back in St. Louis the first week of the year, and then Bloomington, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Detroit, all those, and December 19th at Zanies with old Ryan P. Niemiller.
That's right. And tell me this, boys. How long of a drive is it from Indy to Nashville, do you think?
4 hours.
Yeah, four and a half.
You know what? I think you guys should be able to recruit a decent amount of your hometown to goddamn Nashville for that special. Maybe.
Yeah. If they're not going to be mean.
Yeah. Guzzle this comedy from your
boys.
Yeah,
guzzle my comedy.
Let's go.
Give us the call of the cafeteria, Ides. Jesus.
Well, I'm not plugging anything after that.
Oh, shout out the patrons, Johnny.
All right, patrons. Thank you so much, every single one of you. Josh Hughes, Zach Belstra, Prafro, TC, Libby, and Ron. Joey Egan, Todd Curtis, Rusty Martin, Jacob Schwartz, Matthew Malin, Kendall Bailey, Jason Nicholson, Mike Hawk, Bronwyn Devonshire, the Lady, Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. the Boss, Vanessa O'Connor, Dexter LaPierre, Robin Richards, Bert Crisafi Jr., Bobby Goldman, and last but not least, certainly not Pug, because he's not a patron.
What up, Pug? What up, fuck yourself.
Anyways, the only thing I'm plugging is the fact that, when does this come out? No, not quite. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it next week, I think. I got a thing coming out on Pandora exclusive November 30th. And then, should I? Yeah. You know what? My album, the album version of my special, it's called Physical Therapy. It's going to be Pandora exclusive on November 30th and then everywhere on December 7th. I'm going to get a pre-order link for iTunes. So here's the deal, Cafeteriaites. Every comic, when an album comes out, we want it to be number one on iTunes. Now, I'm doing the album with All Things Comedy, 800 Pound Gorilla. Love them. They're awesome to work with. And they're like, you know what, dude? It's going to be on every platform, so pretty much just promote whatever you want. I want to be number one on iTunes, even if it's for a second. So, Cafeteriaites, I'm going to post the link, the pre-order link. I believe I'll get it a week beforehand. If you could, buy the goddamn album. Make a pre-order link just so I can be number one on the iTunes charts for comedy at midnight when the clock strikes 12, just for those few minutes before Jim Gaffigan's album from 8 years ago goes back up to number one.
Well, it's been Bo Burnham for the past 2 months. So stop buying Bo Burnham. Stop listening to Gaffigan and Weird Al.
Yeah.
Listen to Johnny LaQuasto.
I might be able to topple Burnham for about 5 minutes. It's possible, guys. June. Ryan Niemiller, No Holds Barred comedy special. Buy your goddamn tickets. And as always, thank you for joining us in the cafeteria. If you had a good time, rate us 5 stars, write us a nice review on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you didn't enjoy yourself, I'm going to be honest, we probably won't do better next time. We appreciate you.